Good morning and welcome to Walking with Jesus Through the Word, one chapter per day. I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. It's our 834th day together in the Word of God, and we come now to Psalms 120 to 122. So we've got three psalms in front of us. The first three of the Songs of Ascents, which is one of my favorite sections in the book of Psalms. These are pilgrim songs. They were songs that would have been sung by pilgrim travelers heading up to Jerusalem for one of the three pilgrim feasts that were ordered by God, the Feast of Passover, the Feast of Tabernacles, Pentecost, and then the Feast of Tabernacles. So Passover, Pentecost, and Tabernacles. And these were songs of going up, and probably songs of going up the mountain to Jerusalem, but maybe also going up the steps inside the temple compound, perhaps both. We don't know for sure, but they have been long associated with those three pilgrim feasts in the Jewish calendar. Let's pray and ask the Lord's help as we, pilgrims heading toward the heavenly Zion, learn to pray and sing these songs as part of our lives. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for all that you do for us. Thank you for Jesus, our Savior. Thank you that we have everything we need in him. We do pray that you'd be with us and that you would write your word on our hearts, that you would help us to have that pilgrim mindset and to have our hearts and minds set on our heavenly home, our heavenly Zion, the destination of our lives. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, I'm going to go ahead and read all three psalms, and then we're going to go through them one at a time. Normally, I just read one and go through it, but we're going to read them all. Psalm 120, a song of ascents. In my distress, I called to the Lord, and he answered me. Deliver me, O Lord, from lying lips, from a deceitful tongue. What shall be given to you, and what more shall be done to you, you deceitful tongue? A warrior's sharp arrows with glowing coals of the broom tree. Woe to me that I sojourn in Meshech, that I dwell among the tents of Kedar. Too long have I had my dwelling among those who hate peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. Psalm 121, a song of ascents. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. In Psalm 122, a song of ascents of David. I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Our feet have been standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem, built as a city that is bound firmly together, to which the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, as was decreed for Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. Their thrones for judgment were set, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they be secure who love you. Peace be within your walls and security within your towers. For my brothers and companions' sake, I will say, peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good. So those are the first three songs of ascents. And as I said, these are pilgrim songs, and they're for us to pray and sing and meditate on and hide in our hearts as we are on a pilgrimage through this enemy territory, this hostile land, to our heavenly home. And each Sunday, every Lord's Day, we are invited to rest and to have a preview of our arrival at our heavenly home by gathering together with the spiritual Jerusalem in the Lord's house for worship, Lord's Day by Lord's Day. So it's the rhythm of our whole lives as we're pressing on toward our heavenly home, the Zion, city of our God, the New Jerusalem, but also week by week, Lord's Day by Lord's Day, as we go. The first song is motivation for getting up and getting going on pilgrimage, because it is affirming the realities of the world we live in. The world we live in is full of lying lips and deceitful tongues. It is full of people who love war. He says, "Woe to me that I sojourn in Meshech." Now, Meshech is a place far from Jerusalem, where there would be lots of enemies of God's people, lots of warriors, in the tents of Kedar. Again, heavily Gentile area, not a place of peace, but a place of conflict. And he says, "Too long have I had my dwelling among those who hate peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war." The world loves conflict. It thrives on conflict because the world is fundamentally motivated by selfishness. Selfish fleshly desires, selfish materialistic covetousness, selfish pridely self-exaltation, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life. That is the fuel, that is the rhythm, that is the pulse of the world. And when you live for yourself, by yourself, for your own glory, you will be in conflict with everyone else because you've got 7 billion people who are all glory hounds and who are seeking their own desires, their own possessions, their own glory, and they're going to be constantly at conflict. And God's people are called to be peaceful. We're called to be at peace. We're called to be ministers of peace, agents of peace, ambassadors for peace, because we have peace with God. We've been set free from that endless trap of living for ourselves that causes so much conflict. And we've been given the gift of peace from our Heavenly Father in our Lord Jesus Christ. But the world hates the Prince of Peace. The world rejects the peace of God and the peace from heaven, the peace offer that is the gospel. And so we are to be among the world. We live our lives in the world, but it's not a blessed place. It's a place of ugliness, selfishness, deceitfulness, conflict, and our hearts long for peace. And in longing for peace, we should set our hearts on pilgrimage to be in God's house with God's people week by week, and ultimately to be face to face with God in glory. So then, as we set out on pilgrimage, there is a looking to the Lord for protection and blessing. You can picture standing in the lowlands, perhaps near Jericho, and from Jericho, which is the lowest city in the world, 800 feet below sea level, you look up to Jerusalem, which is about 2,200 feet above sea level. So in a space of about 10 miles, you go up about 3,000 feet in elevation, and you're looking up to the hills. There are 7 hills that surround Jerusalem, and Jerusalem itself is on a hill. And so you're lifting up to the hills, and you're wondering where your help comes from. And what you know, if you know the geography and the history and the culture, is that on every one of those hills, there would have been pagan high places, where people would have looked to other gods. But the focus is on the Lord who made heaven and earth. My help comes from the Lord. My help doesn't come from pagan high places. My help doesn't come from all the things that the world seeks help from. We don't go to the tops of hills and set up pagan altars, but we have other places where we look for help. From politics, from economics, from entertainment, from self-advancement, career, family, even whatever it is that people prize as that which will give them meaning and security. Mm-hmm. We don't look there. We don't look to the hills. We look beyond the hills to the maker of the hills, to the giver of every good and perfect gift, to the Lord God Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth. He keeps us secure. He will not let our foot be moved. If we're walking on pilgrimage to love the Lord our God, to see him face to face, to be with his people, to be journeying toward our heavenly home, he will not let our foot be moved. And he never sleeps. God never gets tired or distracted or apathetic or overcome by anything. He is always with us. This is sometimes with the pagan gods, they would have to do enough sacrifices to wake them up from their slumber and pay attention to them. But that's not how God is. God is not like the gods of this world, which are really figments of men's imagination or demons. God doesn't sleep or slumber. He is our keeper. He keeps us. He shades us from harm. And if we are in Christ, and our hearts are set on pilgrimage and we are committed to God's people, God will keep us. It doesn't mean nothing bad's going to happen to us. It doesn't mean we won't encounter trouble along the way, but God will keep us in his love, in the faith, in Christ, on pilgrimage by his grace and for his glory. The Lord will keep us from all evil. He will keep our life. He's going to keep our going out and our coming in, all the rhythms of our life, and how long? From this time and forevermore. And then Psalm 122, we've actually arrived in Jerusalem, the city of God, which on earth, the earthly Jerusalem now is the church. The church is spiritual Jerusalem, the city of God, the city that has foundations, whose architect and builder is God, says the book of Hebrews. That is the church, the holy temple, the living temple, the temple city. Now there is a heavenly Jerusalem, which is the church glorified, the church perfected, the church triumphant. We are part of the church militant, still called to battle, still living in Meshech and Kedar, still living among those who hate peace, but on pilgrimage, our hearts set on the peace that will come from being in the presence of God. And as we are on pilgrimage, we say to one another, I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. The people of God should have in our hearts the strongest love and the strongest desire to be in the house of God, worshiping God together with his people. Our hearts should yearn to be with God, worshiping God with his people, because he is good. And he calls us to peace, and he calls us together to unity. You see, our feet have been standing within your gates, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, built as a city that is bound firmly together. We are a covenant community. We're in covenant with God. We're in covenant with one another. We are bound firmly together. And who comes up? The tribes. The tribes of the Lord. That's every tribe, tongue, people, and nation, wherever people are called by the name of the Lord. All the elect from every tribe, tongue, people, and nation all come together. We're all bound firmly together to do what? To give thanks to the name of the Lord. We come together to worship. Is it nice to see each other? Absolutely, it's nice to see each other. Is fellowship heartwarming to us? Yes, it is heartwarming. Is it good to learn and grow? Yes, it's good to learn and grow. But the primary reason why we gather together in church Sunday by Sunday is to worship the name of the Lord, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. Their thrones are set for judgment. God judges his people when we gather for worship. His word, as it's preached, is a dividing line. It says, believe or don't believe, receive or don't receive, follow or don't follow, but it's a judgment whenever the word of God is read and preached. We should pray for the church. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they be secure who love you. This is a call to pray for the church, to be at peace with God, at peace with one another, at peace within ourselves, and that God would make us secure. Walls and towers, and that we would be in unity and in love. For my brothers and companions' sake, I will say peace be within you. We should come together with a heart that is warm with affection for one another, that is wanting the best for one another, that is wanting to build one another up in the Lord. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good. This is the call. God is glorified when his people are blessed. God's people are blessed when God is glorified among us. God has united the glory of his name and the good of his people together in the gospel and in the church. So as we pray for the church to be at peace, to be united, to be warm-hearted in fellowship with one another, to be focused on glorifying God, to be giving thanks to the name of the Lord, to be secure from the attacks of the enemy, we are praying for something that brings great glory to God in the world and great blessing to his people, to one another. And so out of love for God and love for one another, we should be regularly praying for and committed to his church. Well, that's the beginning of our pilgrim songs. We're going to have several more sessions in these psalms over the remainder of these next couple of months as we continue through the Psalms, as we continue through God's Word day by day. Thanks for joining me. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you for calling us out of this fallen, broken, and warring world. The world doesn't know peace. It doesn't understand peace. It can't, as long as everyone's living for themselves. Thank you that you have given us peace in Jesus Christ. Thank you that you've called us to be a people of peace, a people who are bound firmly together by covenant and who love to gather together, but who also love to go out with the message of peace on our lips to a world that needs to hear it. Bind us together in love. Build us up together in Christ, and use us for your glory in this world. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, thanks for joining me for Psalms 120 to 122. Tomorrow, if you're watching this as it's released, tomorrow is the Lord's Day. Great opportunity to gather together and see these Psalms being enacted as we come out of the warring world and into the place of peace to give thanks to the name of the Lord. Have a blessed day in the Lord.